are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, LA. Ilona Europa. Accent on. What can I say? Normally, everybody knows Ilona's sound. She's happy, perky, and smiley, and very energetic. Today is not the case like that. Today, Ilona Europa is very, very sad. My mom just passed away, and I will be heading to Europe to just, you know, to just say bye to my mama. And, you know, life works very unusual way. I just wanted to have a guest a few months ago. I just wanted to find a guest who will help people in situations like I am today. I chose my friend. I knew she's a very, very amazing human being. And I just decided to have a coffee with her. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, nice to be here. And I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, and like I mentioned a few weeks ago when we had a coffee, I never thought that what was planned for you to just come to studio and let people, help people, heal people, talk to them, give them some directions, I will need today the most from you.
I'm happy to be here and hopefully help comfort.
Then I don't know how what to say about it. Again, I never planned, nobody can plan on death.
No.
We already have somebody calling. Maybe this is for you. I cannot afford to not do that. Okay, let's see who calls. Hello? Hello?
Oh, I thought this was hello, is this Miriam Maron?
Yes, she's with us live on Accent On. Who is calling?
My name is Dana. I got an email. I was wanting to listen to the program.
That's beautiful. We are live. Live, you are listening to the live Accent On show. Miriam will be on the show. She is already talking. We are just getting started. And please stay with us. And if you wish to ask Miriam questions, maybe you can call like maybe 10 minutes from now, okay?
Okay, great.
That's beautiful. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
I know people need Miriam. People need Miriam. I need Miriam so much today. And, of course, we'll be talking more about who she is, why we need a person like that in our life, how we can find her, and what is better than just start playing music. We are just saying bye to our... Oh, they didn't disconnect us. I'm so sorry, but I hope we are okay right now.
Thank you.
breath and let's just talk. I have you here. I know you'll be back. You'll be giving people a lot of advices, a lot of help. People can call and talk to you on the radio. They can find you later privately, because we are talking to Miriam Maron, and you are singer. You are a PhD. You are a healer. You are so many things. I have in front of me beautiful description on Accent On page on Facebook who the real Miriam is. But I want you to tell us, because only you can describe the best way the road that led you to today's show, but led you to become who really you are right now.
Oh, thank you, Ilona. It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to begin with the piece that I wrote, Merkava, because Merkava, it's one of the deepest mysteries of Kabbalah, the ancient mystical teachings of the Hebrews. Merkava literally means vehicle. It means chariot. It's the carrier of the sacred. And all of creation, everything that has been created, all of creation is capable of being that sacred carrier. All of us, all the animals, all the stones, all the beings of the planet. So Merkava is that carrier, or we become a vessel, might be a nice way to put it. We are the vessel for what we call Shekhinah, the indwelling presence of the Infinite One. And it's particularly the feminine indwelling presence that is more present in this world, in the known world. Because in the mystical teachings, there is the world of the known and the unknown, the Olam HaNistar and the Olam HaNigla. So the known is what we see unfolds in front of us with our visual eyes, our ocular vision. And the unknown is what we feel and what some of us also see that are from the worlds beyond. So this chant is something that I love to begin when I work with people and healing privately, or even in class situations and seminars, because I always love to remind myself that the reason that I'm there is to prepare myself as a vessel to allow divine flow to channel, to come through me and manifest for the people that are there to see me.
Now people understand why Ilona Europa cannot describe who really Miriam is. Need to come from her own mouth to our hearts and soul. I just love to listen to her. She just need to talk, and I'm like, okay, I'm already in peace with myself. I'm smiling. I'm not supposed to smile. I'm probably supposed to cry, but I have her beautiful face in front of me, her gorgeous eyes, and the calm, calm human being, so knowledgeable. Miriam Maron, you are so highly educated person. That's what really is amazing to me, because I know we have people, we know a lot of healers, we know a lot of people who claim to be one who are pretty good, one, but you are different. You captured the corner that to me and to a lot of people probably will make you above of somebody maybe that I heard before. Could you bring us a tiny little bit, the fastest that we can, because obviously we'll be having you back, we'll be talking more and more, how your journey started to who you become right now?
Oh, thank you, Ilona. I humbly say that it began on a farm where I grew up, just feeling the wind on my skin, feeling and hearing the whisper of the wind that told me that there was more to life than life itself.
I know I don't want to stop talking, but we have people calling. I have like phones after phones. Would you like to answer one phone call?
Sure. This is more important, what people want to know about.
I know. Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this the radio show?
Yes. Who we are speaking with?
Oh,
I didn't realize I was calling in live.
That's live. Then I'm not sure if you would like to talk to Miriam, but if it's something that you'd like, ask her. She's here available for you.
I was actually just trying to get on the so I could listen, and I'm not seeing the link on your page, so I thought if I called I would be live listening, but I would love to ask a question to the beautiful Rabbi Dr. Miriam Marone.
Please do this. I'm promising she'll be back. She'll be answering questions, because I see that I have so many phone calls already, you know, popping up. I picked you. Do you have any question for Miriam right now?
Sure. I want to know what she's up to and what's the latest with the Shekinah vibe.
I was just talking about Shekinah. So I was just describing to the audience that it is the divine indwelling presence of the feminine. And are you speaking of the feminine presence as it is moving through this time, these years, and what we're climaxing towards? Is that what your question is?
That would be perfect.
Okay. Well, we are in a time, as has been written in the ancient texts, where the feminine energies and the feminine presence of Shekhinah will be moving to the forefront, that we will also, as women, the feminine energies of this world, will be gaining in our strength and in our ability to bring the beauty of the feminine and all the gifts of the feminine forward, and it will be coming to the forefront. So it has already begun. I think everyone feels that happening. And to really get into that in more depth, I would love to do that the next time I'm here. But
maybe we can give some information how the caller can get to you, maybe in private session. Maybe you both can talk, or maybe just...
Yes, I do sessions on Skype, on the phone, and I also have a newsletter. So if people want to visit miriamscyberwell.com, you could write to me through the website as well, and also sign up for the newsletter, and I keep people updated as to where and when I will be, so that we can get into more depth of the teaching, because I know today we have very limited time. It's a really, really important question, and I will be addressing it.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for calling in. We will be probably you'll be in contact with Miriam. Right now I will say bye, and we'll be talking more about, we have so many questions that I want to ask Miriam too. Thank you so much for calling. Bye bye. That's beautiful. Look at what's going on. People just want answers. And
questions.
Yeah, I will say, I'm so sorry. I think I will be a little rude today, maybe in a funky way. I will not pick up any more phone calls. Please, people, listen to us. I will make special show, and then we'll be time for that. Miriam, we were talking about your beginning. You were saying that you were born really on a farm, and you were having these special, unusual ways of feeling the wind, feeling the, you know, and you felt like you are special. You can hear certain things. You can feel certain things. You couldn't explain, but you felt.
Yes, I didn't know if I was special. I didn't know if other people were hearing it, and I do believe everyone can. I just had this knowing that there were forces and energies outside of what we call the known universe, the Olam Hanigla. So what I also knew, though, that it was in my life's work to help people. So my plan at the time was to pursue my medical career, and I went to University of Pennsylvania, did my pre-med training, and also got a bachelor's in nursing, began to work in the hospital. Before I wanted to go on to further training, I wanted to get a sense of what was happening, what was really going on the floors. And one day, first of all, I felt people's souls were not being nurtured. There was so much to do on a unit, but it was so hard to keep up with all the physical needs that I felt the lack of the spiritual, of the emotional. When I walked into one of the lounges for the patients, and I saw a woman smoking through her trach, through the little tube in her throat, I knew that there were things that could be done, ways to work with people to help prevent certain illnesses. So I actually went on to get my master's in exercise physiology. And as I was working with people in that way, I continued my studies in spirituality through Kabbalah, which is the mystical studies. And I worked with meditation, chant, and movement, because I found that with the mind, there's so many tricks that we can play with the mind. Just by speaking with someone, there's so much we've learned how to move around certain situations, certain emotions. We have this story that we've created, but we need to move beyond that story. We need to move into the place of mystery. In my tradition, that's the place of the north. And so I work with these other means, these through song, through chant, through incantation, through movement. So we move beyond the mind and we journey. I call it soul journeying. So I work with people privately and also in group situations. But I need to tell you, the very first time I sang was, for this reason, was in an ICU, an intensive care unit.
That's an amazing
hospital.
Story. I know we already spoke about this. I want people to hear the story from you. Please tell us.
Thank you. I'll try to do the shortened version. I was doing volunteer work for visiting the sick, what we call Bikur Cholim. And when I went into Santa Monica Hospital, I went to the side into the waiting area, did my meditation, went towards the room. I was asked to visit the lady, and it was reverse isolation, so I had to glove and gown and walked in, and I did not realize that she was in a coma because that information was not given to me. So I stood there, put my hand on her arm, and I began to sing. I sang anything. I sang prayer. I sang folk music. I sang whatever came to my heart, lullabies. She opened her eyes. She turned her head toward me, and she opened her mouth. Although she was intubated, she tried to speak or sing. There were tears streaming down her face, and our souls connected in such a way. Our eyes, I call it this zing zing. There are no words to describe how I was allowed into the world that she was transitioning into, and she was able to stay connected to this world. And our just, I felt the earth move under my feet, literally, Carole King and all. I knew that my life was going to be different from that second forward. And I continued, I sang her this melody that I learned on the way to visit her. It was a wordless melody, and it became hers to me. So I sang it to her then. I continued to visit her through her time of transition. Each time, a little bit less, she was able to move. Still, I knew she knew when I was there. She always moved a little, at least. And then the last time I visited her, I felt it was the last time, I began to speak of the angels. And all the alarms went off on her IVs and everything. The nurse started running in. But she didn't pass yet. That night, though, 3 a.m, I sat straight up in bed, and I felt her soul move through me. And I called the hospital the next day, and in fact, she did pass at that time. And
you knew that you have this special connection with people. You knew that you will be able to help people. You just make me cry. I don't want to say it. Anything.
She continued to open the doors for me to the other world so that I could communicate with her, and she opened my vision, my third eye, my Eina d'Sichla, we call it.
Think that it will be appropriate right now to play interfaith prayer. Would
Absolutely.
This be okay? Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Peace.
Miriam, this is you. You sing so beautifully. I don't know what to tell you. I cannot wait. We had two more songs today to play with, but I knew the time will go so fast. But you will be back, and I probably will be booking whole hour with you, and I know, because it's hard to break this type of the topics, you know, especially when people want to call. Then I love you, Miriam.
Oh,
today,
love you too,
I want
Lana.
People to know any contact that they can have with you after the show, before you will come. Can you give us the way to contact you?
Yes, it's www.miriamscyberwell.com. And I'd be happy to communicate with anyone. Also, you could write me at miriam@miriamscyberwell.com.
And, of course, everybody, please go to my website, Accent On, on Facebook, on or LA Talk Radio Accent On, which will be having all links to Miriam, and we can find her there for sure. And she will be back probably end of the February or beginning of the March, and maybe we'll have even full segment, because we need to take care of our souls first, okay? Miriam,
thank you.
I love you. I know you'll be leaving right now, because we have three different guests in the studio, and that's what live radio is. Just very hard to accommodate everybody and switch from the so important topic to something maybe lighter, brighter, maybe very unusual. But I need to say that I have very cool guests also, because they are from Poland, and everybody knows Ilona is from Poland, and anybody who comes from my country, they are the bestest of the guests ever. Okay, who we are talking with? Hello, hi.
Hello, I'm David.
David, your second name?
Jewulski.
Jewulski, everybody repeats Jewulski. Yes, now, and we have a brother. Brother?
Hi, I'm Tom Jewulski.
Tom Jewulski. Mr. Tom, please come to this microphone and just join us. Miriam just left. I just love this woman. I need her so much. I will be having 1 hour in the car back. I will be talking a little bit, because I know she'll help my aching soul a lot. My Polish friends, they are very important people. They are here for the business, not for, you know, seeing the sun, because in Poland it's right now very, very cold. They're here to make a business, and I love that. Why you are here, guys?
We are basically on the coming from the NAMM show.
For the NAMM show.
In Anaheim.
And I need to say that we have somebody very knowledgeable also here, because my two guests, they are co-owners of very hot manufacturer of guitars in Poland. And we are hoping that probably a few months from now, there will be one of the hottest new guitars in the world, in America for sure, and after NAMM for sure too. But, you know, we need some help. We need divine help, or we need friends to help my Polish friends to get in front of the Americans' guitars. You know, then I brought to my studio my dear friend, gentleman who has show after me, and he is a connoisseur for guitars. He knows everything about guitars. Hello, Jeff Floro.
How are you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. And I just wanted, guys, to get you introduced together, because I have the feeling that Jeff Floro will make some magic happen and introduce my sweet guys in NAMM to very important people in this business. And like I said, if divine powers and Miriam's prayers and our friendships will allow us, these guitars will be in many, many beautiful hands, and maybe even my daughter's guitar, because Natasha, my daughter, loves to play guitar. Anyway, hi, guys. I know I'm talking a lot, but this is the time to speak about guitars and why you think your guitars are so good. And give us first and foremost website for guitar.
Wow, basically.
Whoa, I know, I'm fast. Okay.
Basically.
Your website first.
My website. Our website is www.mayonnaiseusa.com. We making guitars from start, the business start in 1982 in Poland, from very beginning. From very beginning also is family business. So my father with his friend established the company. Then my mom joined, our mom joined to the company.
Brothers, that's
yeah.
So cool.
And and you know, started like that. So in the Polish market, there was really big demand on the any guitar, because we didn't have any guitars on the market, and people still they wanted to play and something. So we didn't have Fenders, we didn't have Gibsons. So only the first models was the inspired models by these famous brands. And after years, we decided to create our own line, our own shapes, make our own ideas from the construction point, from the
finish
service and everything. So what we can give the customers now.
You know, because we have an accent, that's Accent On, a crazy little show that people are proud of their accents, and mostly, first, and I have funky accent, Polish accent. You are very soft-spoken, please, again. You speak beautiful English. Trust me, your English is just great. Tom, you also can, from time to time, you talk to us. And Jeff, you are here for the reason. You need to help my guys to describe in a very cool way the difference between day models and models that people also like first reach out, like, you know, what guitars people in America like the most. What do you think?
Most people, like they said, most of the people like Gibsons and Fenders are probably the most world famous,
and that's what people in Poland like to purchase the most. Yes, guys.
Yes.
And you both decided and you think that you can not only fight with these big names, but you're, in a way, in the beginning, boutique, you know, manufacturer of guitars right now has very cool representation in what countries?
Japan, USA, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, Spain. We've got a lot of distributors in worldwide, so
over 28 countries.
28 countries, and I know you mentioned your website. You were not very clear. Then, if you can again, because the mayonnaise, this very unusual, you know, word. Jeff, can you
www.mayonesusa.com.
How love we love this type of help. His voice is so radio and so rock. Yeah, you know, this is very important. People need to find us. Go to a website. They on a Facebook, they have like 100,000 of people liking the guitars and the news about this, type of guitars. Guys, can you describe us? What is the difference? Why the electric guitars and bass guitars? Why this is it for you? Why people like to purchase your guitars right now? And why are you here in NAMM? Is this only, oh, I want to show my guitars? Or you already feel like you are in a place that proudly can say, listen to me, watch me, play on our guitars. We are really great.
So the main reason between our guitars and guitars from the Fender or Gibson are the construction of the body. Our philosophy is to make guitar with neck for body construction, which gives guitar more sustain and playability, you know, to, and that's the main difference between our guitars.
Okay.
Let me interject in here.
Absolutely.
Because while you were starting the show, we've been talking, I've been picking their brains a lot. There's a couple of things that I thought stood out about them. One is they make two types of guitars, one with a bolt-on neck and one with the wood neck through the whole body. So from the tuning pegs all the way to the bridge, it's all one piece of wood. And the advantage of that is it gives you more sustain. And their choice and knowledge of woods is outstanding. And from what I've seen of the guitars, the quality is just really, really good. They know what they're doing. They're the make of the neck, the frets, they know all the stuff. They know all the right stuff that makes the sound. Because it's kind of, we were talking about this, when I was younger and I bought my guitars, it was kind of hit and miss. And I used to modify all my guitars because I wasn't happy with the sound. And we had to discover by trial and error what was good. They know. The pickups they use, the woods they use for the necks, all of that stuff gets a certain sound that you want, and they build to order. And what we're seeing now, we were talking about this in the market, there's a lot of people now that are into the boutique thing because they want a specific
personalized thing. More
right.
Their own likings, instead of knowing that the sound that they have is very similar to guy who plays in band. You know, they are looking for the tone, for the sound, and for the look. I'm a woman.
I know
how important look is for the ladies when they pick up the guitar. My daughter, she was 16 or 14 when we got her first Ovation guitar. She had many colors, but always for her, outside of the tonality, she wanted the cherry pie color, really the red, mm-hmm. gorgeous mm-hmm. one. And the attachment to how the guitar looks is very important. Do you think that visually these guitars are really, really comparable to what is on the market, or they're a little cooler?
The woods that are using are outstanding. And they're using a lot of different woods. That's another thing we were talking about earlier. The traditional woods, especially like with acoustic guitars and some electric guitars, mahogany, rosewood, they're becoming very scarce. So you're seeing a lot of guitar companies now using alternative woods. And they use several different types of woods. They do get rosewood. They do get some of that too. But it's harder and harder, and it's getting more expensive. Hmm. And they're using alternative woods that still get the sound. And it's good. But one of the things we were discussing is about two or three years ago, I bought a Gibson. And I went and I took it in and I had the neck shaved and I had to refret it.
Well, ouch! Okay.
Well, no, I'm used to fixing it to the way
I want. Everybody knows Jeff Floro. You are a magician. Okay.
But
guitar world.
The thing
was,
after I did all that stuff, I could have just bought it. Like from a company like them, and they would have done all of it at the same time.
Oh,
so
okay,
you're
guys.
Seeing now that you know, that's one of the advantage of the boutique thing, because
wow.
you can tell them, I want this neck, I want these type of frets, I want these type of pickups, and they'll build it for you, and it actually comes out about the same. It's not that unreasonable.
Okay, guys, how long it takes from my dream to the perfect guitar that nobody has, only me? How long it will take to build a guitar like that?
From 5 to 6 months.
Okay, that's even good. It's like giving birth to the child.
Yeah, we're trying to make it quicker.
Please don't. This sounds much better when you say 9 months, 8 months. I feel like, oh, I cannot wait. It's coming. It will be there. Wow. Who is playing on your guitars? What names? We like names dropping.
We have many artists playing and we're working with. From the guitar world is, for example, Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit, Wes Geer, the ex-guitarist from Korn. We're working a lot with Misha Mensor from Band of Periphery. The bands like Soy Work, Paradise Lost, My Dying Bride, Catatonia is the bands. We're working very long.
Yeah, and you have a great website. Again, what I'm saying, thank you, Jeff, for spelling beautifully for people. This website is very colorful and has a lot of artists there. I was looking all over and the CDs and way how, you know, artists, down. And you can feel and see these guitars. We couldn't bring today a guitar because just landed in Anaheim. Yes, guitars, they will
yes.
be transported to NAMM. And we will be having, hopefully, maybe Jeff will be able to stop by booth and just make a little bit, maybe trial and maybe.
Oh, I'm definitely going to their booth and try the guitars.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. And because we want to hear the guitar, and we were dreaming to bring this guitar today. But instead of our guy's guitar, we have Jeff with
another
guitar, because we want little music, we want guitar, we want to
play. I brought an acoustic guitar in. This is a Martin. It's one of the things we were talking about with NAMM too. There's, besides the market for the artists, the beginning guitarists, it was in the past very hard to get a good guitar that was reasonable without hand picking it. And this guitar, everything in it is it's made out of laminate, even the top. But I'll show you.
We want to hear some music.
The tone is there, and this guitar is, and I've played several of this model. And it's pretty reasonable. It lists for about $500. You could probably get it in town for about $400. I don't know what it would be over in Poland. I know
more.
There's tariffs and stuff, but it's pretty reasonable, and it's a good guitar.
Yeah.
You can hear everything is crystal clear. Everything on this guitar. Thank you.
So, yay! And it's a great thank guitar, you. And they're real consistent. Most guitars, you can buy budget guitars,
yeah,
but you have to hand pick them. And I went through a bunch of different guitars, some more expensive than this, some less expensive. This thing just has the sound. This is the traditional Martin sound, you know, that everybody likes.
Okay, but, you know, you say $400. This is a beautiful acoustic guitar, and you really, I know you know what you are talking about. You were researching and searching, and you say $400 can make you happy when it comes to this guitar. Guys, how expensive are your guitars?
Can starts even, yeah? Around the 2,700 till $600,000-$700,000 US. It depends.
Okay,
on the
we need to repeat that very clearly, that people know that is not maybe too cheap. It's really expensive guitar. One more time, how much? You said 2,000 something starts.
Yes, 2,000.
Ouch.
Well, no.
Okay, thank
let
you,
me
Jeff.
Defend them. Let
me calm defend me down. Okay. I know. It's the best
you
of the best
in
Poland, and I say it's worth it because. It's worth it because guys know what they're talking about. $2,000 for guitar, my child will never play this guitar. I cannot buy her for next maybe year. Well,
the thing is the first of all, yes. A lot of what is happening is the way they make the guitars,
okay.
And the effort. There's binding on the neck, there's inlay, the pickups, the electronics, the whole construction of the guitar and the woods. They're using really high-grade wood, and that affects the price. And they don't make as many. They're not stamping them out like Fender and Gibson
okay.
do. They make thousands of them.
I'm joking because obviously we understand that this is a process and, you know, to choosing wood, to make people involved in building and taking the time to do that and understanding that probably not so many people in the world yet have these guitars or can afford. You said that between $2,000 to $7,000-something dollars?
Yes.
Right.
Good for you guys.
But their guitars... They're focusing, and you can see by their artists, they're focusing for working musicians.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure collectors will, once they discover them, they'll want to collect them because they're beautiful guitars. It's not a student guitar. It's a professional instrument.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, they will make it to you. What you want.
Yes.
So if you want a certain type of fret, they'll put it on there. If you want the neck a certain shape, they'll do that. If you want certain pickups. That's the real key, and that's one of the reasons I think that's the whole boutique thing. They make to order.
Exactly.
And that's lovely. No, you know, because we do not have guitar here, we cannot really play. Tom, this is your responsibility to play the music into our ears and describe what you think about difference between the sound of your guitars from the guitars that we are used to hearing.
The main difference between the sound of our guitars and guitars from, I don't know, Fender or stuff like this, it's our guitars sounds very modern. So that's why most of our clients are the modern musicians which play, you know, the metal music and stuff like this. So,
but also we're working now with the vintage line of the instruments, but still keeping our ideas and our solutions according the wood choice, according
okay.
the construction, the details which are very like a very very ergonomic bodies which are very into Mayones instruments.
So it's fine because you are saying Mayones like in Polish, but really
yeah.
Again, Jeff, can you tell us how English speaking people perfectly will choose?
Well, I'm going to mention a couple of things, my impressions
please,
of theirs.
Please. First, tell us in English the website again, because we are speaking
www.mayonesusa.com.
And how you'll be saying the word mayonnaise? How it will be you?
I thought it was mayones, but I don't
know. Mayones? Mayones?
But then again, I'm...
Guys, how
I'm
you
from
will
California.
Say
California.
You say mayones, like mayones. Yes, mayones.
I want to mention, they were telling me about some guitars, and this one's called the Virtuoso, and it's basically, for guitar players, it's basically like a hollow body SG, but it's got solid wood through the body, through the bridge, so it's like a 335 guitar. Now, I know I'm talking a lot of
No,
names,
I really
but guitarists
think that's
will
important.
Know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guitar is like a hollow body SG, and and what they showed me, this looks pretty cool. I want to try this guitar out. They do make some hollow body ones similar, but everything has that solid wood all the way through it, which will give you more sustain. And for a higher volume, when you're playing high volume rock and stuff like that, the guitar will give you that, but the hollow body will be a little bit more mellow.
Oh.
So I recommend that. And then they also make 7-string, 8-string guitars and their basses. Again, all of them pretty, from what I'm seeing of the woods and how they're constructed, a lot of sustain, pretty solid sound. And they're using all the hip pickups, and they're and you can order whatever you want for the pickups. You can have them real powerful, real rock, or even a lighter, jazzier type sound.
Mr. Co-owners, do you see what's going on here right now? We have the bestest pitcher, with the best of knowledgeable gentlemen, that if you guys think right now about that, after NAMM, you both need to get together, ask Jeff to really do the bestest commercial for the guitars for all of you, pay him a lot of money or whatever you both want to be.
I'll just take a guitar or something.
Right. Because you know what I'm saying? The description, the way how he really probably can describe these guitars are very important. I'm not even joking. It's a really, really hard way to understand, and Jeff knows what he's talking about. I cannot even imagine after playing this guitar what his opinion will be about sound, and you know, and he can talk on the radio. He can beautifully describe for a lot of people who are coming to your show, which the show is
the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show. It's on in about another hour after the show.
I know. I'm always so jealous when you are coming with these known faces and guitars and amazing, and it's just musicians. Musicians are piling to the studio, and it's so beautiful and loud. I'm jealous. But not today, because I have you with my wonderful friends to ourselves then. Thank you so much.
I came in a couple of weeks ago, and we had like about 7 or 8 guitars, and we had them all, because we're always setting up right outside the studio, and so she's looking outside and there's all these guitars.
It's just heavenly, heavenly. Then thank you so much for giving us the time and just
talking and meeting
my wonderful friends. Guys, I would like one more time, we have 4 minutes, it's still okay, but you both are instrumentalists also, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Tom, what you are doing? What you are playing on? Bass or?
I'm playing on the guitar on my band. So.
What type of band do you have?
It's a rock music. So.
That's what we love to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. And brother?
I'm playing guitar as well.
David.
And the bass a little bit. And my band, I had a band. I don't have now. And I'm playing more fusion style music.
Oh, okay. Names, because you didn't say name of your band. Maybe people want
to
see.
Free FM.
Again?
Free FM.
Free FM and?
More Than Words.
More Than Words. Gosh, people, just go and check these bands out. They are playing probably on guitars.
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah.
Of course. And that's first and foremost, right away we can hear the sound of guitars. Yes, Jeff?
And also, more importantly, these guitars are field tested because they're using them live. So that's why you know they work, because they're using them cranked up full out, and you know, with the amps. So that gives you a little more. I mean, honestly, it's hard to say on the radio because I sat and talked with them. They know their stuff.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Really important.
Guys, I love you so much. You know, always we could talk and talk about guitars. I hope in 6 months you'll be back and we can hear guitars and Jeff playing, and Jeff will take care of you in NAMM.
Oh, we're definitely going to go meet.
I just love that. Thank you guys for coming again.
Thank you very much.
Again, I want to be clear with how we spell and how we can find you, because that's always the hardest for people with accent, and people talk to me and say, please, Ilona, do not give the contacts in your way. Oh my gosh, we have somebody calling us. Let's see, maybe somebody's banging guitar right now. Hello.
Hello, is Miriam going to go on air?
Oh no, we are just finished with Miriam. This show is done, but Miriam will be back. Miriam will be back probably in March.
But I was listening. I was listening the whole time. She didn't come.
You say she can come. Right now she's not in the studio anymore. This is live show, and we have another guest. But like I say, please go to Accent On Facebook page and you will see every contact for Miriam if you need her right away. And also I see your phone number, then I can pass your phone number to her for whatever reason, if that's what you would
like.
Sure,
sure. But I was listening. I called before and I got disconnected, but she didn't even go on.
No.
I didn't have her on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. She was here with us. We were talking. Then something went really, really wrong. Anyway, I'm sorry. I have another guest. I need to say bye-bye to. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. And one more time, yes. Okay, yeah, that's always sad when this happens. This is a live show, yes.
I would like to mention that we have two websites. The website you mentioned is our U.S. website, and we have our main website.
I think it's www.mayones.com?
.com, exactly.
So both of them are great, and you'll just see a bunch of beautiful guitars.
Thank you very much. I'll be playing maybe 1 minute of Ilona Europa, Easy Come, Easy Go. Why? Because I have some guitars on it and that's all.
There you go.
Why not? And then I will say bye-bye. And guys, have a beautiful time in them. And I hope you'll sell thousands of these guitars. Okay?
Thank you very much.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to
listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.